This is One Universe at a Time. I'm Brian Corberline. Electric cars hold the promise of helping society conserve energy and wean us away from fossil fuels. But it's more complicated than that. On our show today is Dr. Callie Babbitt, an assistant professor of sustainability at the Rochester Institute of Technology. She's going to tell us why we need to consider the materials we use to build car batteries and how we will reuse those materials when the batteries reach the end of their useful life. One of the things you see a lot in the news is the Tesla electric car. Everybody loves a Tesla. Everybody wants a Tesla. It's one of these really cool things. And it brings to mind the idea that eventually we'd all love to have an electric car. You know, we don't want to be stuck with the gas companies anymore, and being able to just plug it in and charge it is this great idea if it can work. Everybody kind of sees that as a positive. And I think in your research, you're worried about the negatives.
I definitely, if I had $70,000 extra laying around, first thing I would buy would be a Tesla. But at the heart of the Tesla are 7,000 lithium-ion batteries. And so the question that we're trying to answer is it good for sustainability to deploy electric vehicles, considering the batteries and considering the electricity it takes to charge them? Or are there potential downsides? And if there are potential downsides, what do we do now to mitigate those risks? So the key things that we're thinking about are, first of all, you know, when you take what we call a life cycle perspective, considering the entire system at very holistically, is it more sustainable to charge vehicles with electricity or power the vehicles by gas? And a lot of that depends on where you're actually getting your electricity from. In the United States, we do burn a lot of fossil fuels. In some areas, less so than others. Like right here in Rochester, we use a lot of hydropower. If you're burning a lot of fossil fuels to make the electricity, there can be some downsides. But it also depends on the battery. So the farther you can go on a single charge, the more sustainable that the technology is. And so at the heart of this technology are lithium-ion batteries, which are the key for the future deployment of electric vehicles.
So part of it is how we're producing the electricity, and that if we are burning coal, for example, to produce electricity so that we can have electric cars, that's not really any different than just burning the oil directly. And maybe less efficient.
Right. I mean, the main difference is that when you're burning the gasoline in the vehicle, now your pollution is spread wherever the vehicle is driving. Right. If you're burning the coal, at least it's centralized at a single power plant, but that can have very negative impacts for the people who live around that area and for climate change, which is a global phenomenon.
Or we have acid rain, for example, in the Adirondacks because the Midwest burns a lot of coal.
Exactly. The sulfur dioxide produced when the coal is burned is converted to acid rain.
So this is a two-pronged problem in the sense that you have not only the electric cars that you have to produce and the batteries that go there, but then you also have to produce an alternative form of power. If you're going to say this is green, then you have to use either wind generators or solar panels or something like that.
And one of the tricky parts about renewable energy is that it is a variable source. You know, the wind is not always blowing and the sun is not always shining. And so batteries are essential for this technology as well. You have to be able to store the energy when it's being produced and then be able to put it out onto the electric grid when it's in demand. And those timeframes rarely match up.
I noticed one of the things that kind of comes out is there was, I think, an article that talked about how a Prius was worse than a Hummer or something like that in terms of its environmental impact. Is that kind of what you're arguing in the way things are now, or is it give and take?
Well, there are certainly trade-offs. And I think that while in the past, some of these alternative technologies may have been viewed less favorably, they are improving at such a rapid rate that now there are, in general, some clear advantages over conventional vehicles, especially really poor fuel efficiencies like SUVs. Right now, in most parts of the country, in most of the electric grid that we're deploying, the electric vehicles typically come out on top. Okay. And then even with things like Prius, you have technology that's transitioning over time. So we used to use a lot of nickel metal hydride batteries, and now that's converting to the more efficient lithium ion batteries. These batteries are up to 2 times more efficient than some of the conventional hybrid batteries, and 6 to 10 times more efficient than the lead acid batteries that are in your vehicles right now.
I know your area is in related to batteries and the waste stream that's dealing with that. I was reading an article that you were talking about where as we transition to electric batteries, on electric cars, now we have far more batteries that we have to deal with. It's one thing to have batteries in our cell phones, but now we have these cars with a massive number. So there's going to be a spike in the number of used batteries that we're going to have to deal with?
It's a really interesting system. Right now, if you take your average laptop computer, you might have 6 or so cylindrical lithium ion cells. Now imagine a Prius has 7,000 of those. So right now, the waste stream has a lot of these computer batteries, cell phone, tablet, anything electronic that you carry around with you probably is powered by a lithium ion battery. The electric vehicles, on the other hand, the systems are much more large, carry a lot more energy, and have a relatively finite lifetime. Mm-hmm. So you can only use the battery until about 80% of its original capacity is left. And so the battery itself has a lot of life left, but it no longer meets the demands of used in an electric vehicle. So it has to be able to give you a lot of energy over a long time and a lot of power when you need to accelerate quickly.
Right.
And so when the battery is at the end of that lifetime, what do we do with them? Right. In the U.S. right now, we don't have a recycling infrastructure, and we also don't have a reuse system because there's a lot of potential for these batteries and to be reused in other applications, like storing energy in the electric grid from these renewable energy sources.
So that's where that idea of using batteries in your house, these would be probably a way to use older batteries?
Sure, it could very well be.
If Tesla, for example, is going to make all these batteries, we've talked before about how companies have to take their own waste back. So Tesla is going to be responsible for taking these batteries back?
In the United States, there's actually no requirement yet that that has to be done. Although in Europe, there are those kinds of manufacturer responsibility laws. New York State actually has a law banning the landfill of batteries.
Okay.
Not necessarily vehicle batteries yet, although we see that that might be a trend in the future. Companies should be proactively thinking about this. It also makes economic sense. So most of the materials that are in the batteries, the lithium, the cobalt, the manganese, are all extracted from mines outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very dependent on importing these resources. And if we could develop a recycling infrastructure in the United States, then we not only have an economic system, jobs, but we're also securing a domestic supply of these minerals. So it would be in companies' best interest to think very proactively about recycling.
It seems like one of the things that we always talk about is that the batteries are always the Achilles heel. If we could just get better batteries, then we could do all these fun things with cell phones and cars and everything else. But as you said, transitioning from lead acid, for example, to lithium ion or nickel metal hydride, does it get harder to recycle as you go along? I mean, are you kind of balancing efficiency for waste?
All of the different battery technologies have unique recycling challenges. And lead acid is very commonly recycled in the U.S., but primarily because it's mandated. Lead, as we know, is a toxic, and so we have to keep that out of the landfills and out of our ecosystems. So because there's a strong regulation there, there's a lot of incentive for companies, there's requirements for companies to comply.
Right.
Where that doesn't exist yet for lithium-ion batteries. And so it's actually a really interesting challenge because the valuable materials in the batteries, like the lithium, the cobalt, and the manganese, the nickel, and others, they're not yet recycled at a very high rate. We don't have a very good technology for doing this. They're also only in the battery in pretty small quantities, and the battery actually contains about half of its mass of non-recyclable materials like graphite and electrolytes and things like that. And so there's a small amount of material. There's a lack of technology, and because there's not yet a demand for these materials being used in new batteries, there's not a big market for it.
Right.
So we have to develop all of these areas at once to really build up this infrastructure.
Right.
And it will probably take some